This is the first 2 days I've been able to get out there and do that. You know, we had a need today in practice. We got a couple guys out, so coach asked me, and I went out there. I was a little like a fish out of water, but it's to be expected. You know, obviously, when you're inside, you have a guy on either side of you to help with protection and assignment stuff. When you're outside on the edge, there's a lot more space you have to deal with. The athlete, the type of athlete you're playing against changes. So there's a lot of variables that play into it. You know, just trying to get better at as many things as I can as a football player here to be able to help the team. Yeah, you know, there's definitely a lot of stuff, like I said, that carries over from previous staff. But, you know, Coach Magazine gives you a lot of stuff to think about that maybe you hadn't thought about prior to the season. And that's what the offseason's for. We're out here to feel each other out and get an understanding of what's expected as an O-lineman and from a technical standpoint. Just continue to have my football IQ go up. I think the higher your football IQ is, the slower the game is. From a reaction standpoint, you see things before they happen. You can communicate certain things to your teammates pre-snap, and I think it helps everybody. I mean, if there's five guys up there with a high football IQ, there tends to be less chaos in the backfield.